Good morning. I'm Joe Mangiacotti, and this is Handling Change. Handling Change is a weekly segment that we bring to you following the 7:30 news with Paul Hunley from Lighthouse Capital. You can check us out on the web at handlingchange.info and email us at handlechange@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow us on social media at Talking Change for You. That's Talking Change, number 4, letter U. So Paul Hunley, senior financial advisor with Lighthouse Capital. He has 2 decades of financial services experience, and he joins us each and every week to discuss personal finance. Good morning, Paul. You're looking good.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
Welcome to the show again. I'm so glad that you make it in every week and tackle this, because this is so important to our listeners.
Joe, it's great to be here.
So this morning, let's tackle the cost of retirement.
Sure. So obviously, in retirement, you still have your basic living needs, right? So your top 5 expenses in retirement go in this order. Your home maintains your largest expense. And that's even if you're fortunate to get to retirement without a mortgage. So you still
have, that's happening less and less these days, Paul.
The cost of homes.
The cost of homes and the parents seem to be funneling a lot of money to the kids over the years, right?
You know, if you look through, I think a support, especially even it feels like a decade after, you know, the Great Recession of 2008, you still have a lot of residual effect there. So your home is still your largest cost. Healthcare is now your second largest cost in retirement.
Sure, you brought that up before.
Yes, and it's also the fastest growing cost. So that doesn't look like it's going to slow down at any particular point. Healthcare costs significantly outpacing the rest of inflation. Your taxes come in third. Your cost of transportation is fourth. And then you finally get to the fun stuff, right? All that traveling, that retirement dream vacation you've been planning for.
Which a lot of us feel like we're only going to do the traveling at retirement. We can't do it while we're living and building up the retirement.
Which is somewhat unfortunate, because you need that work-life balance, right?
Absolutely. So what are the tools that we can use to offset these rising costs?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that everyone should be taking advantage of is really the retirement accounts if you're working for a company, right? With any type of match. Really look at your 401k plans, your 457 plans, your 403bs. Talk to your human resources, see what's available to you. Then you're looking at funding your IRAs, right? These are accounts that you may make contributions to during the current or previous tax year that kind of give you that current benefit, savings on your income taxes. And if you can, then go on to your Roth IRAs, right? Everyone's familiar with the Roth IRA. There's no current tax day benefit to you, but all those growings hopefully come out tax-free in the end. If you've maximized all these different savings vehicles that are available to you, people should really start looking at the healthcare savings account. This is exploding in popularity right now.
Healthcare savings account. Now, you mentioned that before. Last week, you brought that up. And that sounds like it's a good tool to use. Why don't we break that down a little bit? What is it?
Well, so a healthcare savings account is a little different than, say, a flexible spending account or some of these other things that are a little more contemporary. This is a long-term savings tool that people can really put money in. So if you, in the future, maybe you have a high deductible plan or some other unexpected cost, you can invest this money. The money then grows out over a period of time, so it allows that really compounding inflation. Families can contribute up to almost $7,000 this year. So if you're really maximizing that this year, next year, so on and so forth, you can see that savings growing pretty amply. This is the real best part though, right?
Sure.
Contributions are pre-tax.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So you get today's benefit. Growth is tax deferred. So you each year going forward with all that compounding, it costs you nothing. And then withdrawals come out tax-free.
And you'll be at a lower rate at that time, correct?
Typically. Typically, you would hope so, right? In retirement, people's income drops somewhat. So if it's in retirement that you need this, now keep in mind this, you don't need to wait. So let's say you're 25 years old and you have a significant health-related cost at 45 years old, right? So this isn't the type of thing we say like, oh, well, healthcare is not my problem.
Sure.
Because it's not really an age-based thing. While we're talking about retirement, this is certainly something that any family can consider.
That's fantastic.
So we have an 8-page packet put together that really, you know, lets people know the ins and outs. Listeners can find out, you know, contribution limits, you know, the benefits of it, what the investment vehicles may look like inside of an HSA. So, you know, it really kind of opens up a wide variety for people to consider.
All right, folks, this 8-piece packet is available to you free of charge, of course, And you can either call Paul at 781-956-8843, and he'll be happy to get it to you either by snail mail or email. And you can also go to handlingchange.info, and there's a path there for you to get that as well. And you can always, always email us at handlechange@gmail.com. Paul, thank you again, and of course, we'll see you here next Saturday morning.
Looking forward to it.
All right, folks, this is Handling Change on AM 830 WCRN. I'm Joe Mangiacotti. Now back to Conservatively Speaking.